Well, while we might be having a pretty good time this morning, around 35 or so Australians today, like every other day, will get the bad news that they have blood cancer of one sort or another. And the Leukemia Foundation doing some great work in awareness and fundraising to try and get some cures out of it. There is a great event happening in the Hunter on Friday called Light the Night. And from the Leukemia Foundation, the Marketing and Communications Manager, Monique Serrato, is going to tell us a little bit more. Good morning, Monique. 35 people across the country every day. That is a lot of folks that are getting some devastating news, isn't it?
Good morning. It is. It's absolutely staggering. And it's blood cancer as a whole. So whether that's leukemia, lymphoma, or myeloma, it really is something that we all need to address and talk about.
I guess it's one of those things, if it's not happening in your family, you kind of just, you're not sort of thinking about it, but, you know, that's a lot of people. Are we any closer to finding some cures or better treatments these days?
Things are progressing, absolutely. There's a lot of research and trials that are in process, and that's here in Australia too. So we are really a part of the global conversation to talk about beating blood cancer, but there is so much more to do. And really where the focus is to raise money to put towards research to find a cure for blood cancer.
Now, that's where the great events such as Light the Night come in. Now, there's one happening in Newcastle on Friday. Can you tell us a little bit about the event? Because the photographs I've seen of these events that have been happening, everyone's there with their blue and gold nights, literally lighting up the night.
Oh, the event is beautiful. It's such a special night. This year is actually our 10th year. So it's been going for a little while, and every year it just gets bigger and bigger. So we will be in Newcastle, in Dixon Park, this Friday, the 6th of October, and we start from 5:30. And it's a beautiful lantern walk. So come along, or register first down at lightthenight.org.au, and come along and get a lantern. So there are three different coloured lanterns. If you have a blood diagnosis yourself, you'll be given a white lantern. If you're there in memory of someone who has passed from blood cancer, you'll be given a gold lantern. Or if you're there to support someone, so it could be your neighbour, could be your teacher, could be your brother, sister, mother, father, then you hold a blue lantern. And really what you're doing is supporting these people that have a diagnosis.
I think once the event's going and we see all of those coloured lanterns just being held up, it'll sort of bring it home that how many people are affected by such things, won't it? And I guess that's being a very visual thing, that will just bring it home for us.
Yeah, they believe there's currently more than 60,000 people who are currently living with a diagnosis. And that's staggering in itself. You know, that daily treatments or regular treatments, and it's staggering.
Well, look, with fingers crossed that we are only just around the corner for a big breakthrough, that would be really the big news. Of course, it is a fundraising event as well, and it'll be a little bit of fun, a bit of entertainment and food and drink on hand as well for the event. Of course, you need to register, and we've got some details on our website at 2NURFM.com, the morning show page. We've got the link there to Light the Night. And, Monique, I better let you go and start getting the final lanterns organised so that we've got plenty for Friday.
Thanks for having me. We hope to see you down at Dixon Park.
It will be a great event. Thank you so much. One in 30, or around 35 people across the country each day getting that sad news. 2NURFM, it's 24 past 9 from the Leukemia Foundation. They're their Marketing Communications Manager, Monique Serrato.